Let's go to the phones. And joining us from the Fishing with Bernie staff from up in the Granby area is Dan Shannon. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Terry.
It's a beautiful day out in Colorado. You know, it's warm, isn't it? I mean, we're getting late. We're getting to the second half of August, and we can get these days. But it's been a warm summer. Has that had much effect on Granby, on the area you fish?
You know, we're some of those cold water trout species, and as typical, it starts to slow down. It's a lot kind of, but the fish overall has remained stable area, so we didn't have last year.
You're breaking up a little bit on me, Dan, but we're going to try to work through it. What's going on up in the Granby area? First of all, what are the water levels in the lakes up there?
The water levels are great. We've got pretty full lakes, and really they're different than what we had last year. So last year we had a lot of low levels. This year we're sitting there, we're doing good. Boat ramps are going to stay open. Sports ramps are still open, and everything's great as far as water levels.
Now, when I used to, years ago, before I started doing radio and television, I used to fish Granby a lot. It was one of my favorite lakes. And I always had in my mindset that I would fish it in the early spring, and then I would fish it again in the fall, when just before they spawn and when the water started to cool. And then, of course, I would ice fish it. But I kind of avoided it in the summer. But a long time ago, an ex-compadre of yours, Bernie Keith, convinced me that you shouldn't quit fishing Granby in the summer. Just because the fish reposition doesn't mean they're not catchable. That's right, isn't it?
That's very true. You know, fish are still catchable, but look, move to one of the cool waters, which is going to be the deeper structure. So they hang on similar types of structure year round. They just for the water temperature that suits them best. So keep bumping out a little bit deeper, really reading those maps and for those likely spots that are going to hang out and keep fishing all year round.
Have you been doing pretty well as of late?
Yeah, the fishing's been good. Like I said, we bumped off into those second and third tier structures, and you know the fish are still there. So the big fish are out there, really working those edges hard. Like you start looking at the edges around really really deep structure, and those fish are still there. Same thing with number fish up the current channel is really eating on the mice, this particular grain. So they're still there, and the bite's been stayed pretty good. Season.
Now, when you're fishing for numbers like eaters, you know, I guess we normally think of an eater maybe 14 to 20 inches in that kind of range, give or take an inch or two. We like to see people release bigger fish than that so we can continue to grow big fish. But do you approach it, do you use a different presentation for the big fish than you do the numbers of fish?
You just size everything up, you know. In my mind, I think that put more effort eating bigger meals than they are to eat a whole lot of small meals. So, you know, you just size everything up, and bigger fish is big because they are putting your larger bait in the lake. So that's where they're going to key in as far as what they want to eat as they're getting out. So we kind of think about what rainbow trout you're doing. You're kind of fishing those general areas where lake trout would have access to those.
Now, what about some of the other lakes up there, like Williams? You know, before we even move to that, Granby, you know, we always talk about the lake trout, but there's a good population of rainbows and browns in Granby, too. Are you seeing any action on those?
The rainbows, I haven't actually targeted in a while, but I've been talking to people at the boat ramps, and it sounds like okay, targeting them full in right now. That's really tapered off. I know water really peaking as far as our rift area as well. So they're talking like they're doing some voluntary shut off the rivers because of their temps, which you know, that just is pretty typical summers. But rain are really affected by that. So we focus on them early in the morning, late in the day, and you know, that's when they're really kind of the deeper edges of the lines.
You're still kind of breaking up on me, Dan, but before I let you go, what's going on in the other lakes up in the area, like Williams Fork?
Williams Fork is fishing well. It's stayed, the water level in there is staying up this year, so ramps should stay open through flipped over like it typically does, but the fishing out there has been great. Our team was having good success on both and large fish through the just this last week. So Kim's Fork really fished well, despite the fact that they're not stocking it with rainbows and cookies. So fun to keep on your radar if you're headed up in the air. Be starting to look to start jigging for Kokanee and Milford. They should be schooling up right now. So as we head out that way, that's their bite that they should be coming into ticket, start picking up soon. And Grand Lake is up there as well. It stayed cooler than the rest of the lake. Because the team there will stay better into August and September where the other lakes start slowing down.
All right. We're going to have to wrap it up, Dan, because you're really breaking up on me. But tell people how they find you if they want to get more information or book a trip.
Well, do you find us on the internet or Facebook? And just reach out. Looking fall right now.
All right, my friend. We'll get you on again soon with a better connection and get an update. Thanks, Dan.